appointment, so they let me sit there all the time and say, we can't find your trailer. Niggas, you serious?
Damn.
I put it where the broad told me to drop the fucking trailer.
Shit, boy.
Oh, yeah, she fucked up. It took y'all this long to tell me?
Oh, damn, yeah, she fucked up, bro. She
damn, fucked up. My nigga, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, bro. If I got bad news, boy.
What?
They baked the nigga.
They did?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Well, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to work some other stuff out, but they can't assure me now, so... You know what I mean. Shit. I'm going to hightail it back to Florida tomorrow.
Well, why the fuck they said they could? Like, why they act like it wasn't a problem then?
Yeah, well, you don't know. You say you tried for a whole week to figure it out, but you know, it's what it is, man.
Oh, he really did that. Kel, nigga, Kel. I told you Kel's ass.
But that shit was old, man. The new law came out, bro.
Kel, what just new law?
The new law about the, you know, the drug and alcohol. Now you gotta, now that shit stick with you. Kel just ain't telling nigga where he worked at. That's why they didn't know about it. But this shit gonna stick with me for my whole driving career.
Damn, nigga.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Unless I beat it.
You don't fall off?
Nah, unless I beat
you
it.
You got to get the right lawyer there.
Yeah, I got to get it sealed, get the right lawyer.
Yeah, you got to get the right lawyer.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I got to unpack this truck.
Sorry to hear that, my nigga.
No, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is, my nigga. Shit. I'm finna gonna get faded. That's what I'm finna gonna do.
Where you at?
Chicago.
Nigga, that's where I'm at.
Are you here?
I'm in University Park.
Oh, shit. You gonna be up here all night?
Hell no, you know I ain't. I'm trying to get my load.
Oh yeah, you got a clock then.
Nah, you know, well, I mean, I got a clock, but basically, you know, I ain't even started yet. You feel me? I ain't even.
You should have put up. You should put up on me, bless me with one. You know what I'm talking about?
Huh?
I said you should pull up on me and bless me.
I should say 339, and I'm supposed to be hitting the 341. Okay. It's just like that. That's why I do put something beside it, because it's hard to see the doors. Like, anything, you know, it look crazy. There's a million doors, and ain't there. It's hard to see this. There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out here. I'm sitting out here getting loaded. You know, I ain't going nowhere. That's when they play with my load like that.
So what? You stand until your time clock restarted, or you just getting started?
No one gotta get loaded, son.
Yeah.
You feel me? I ain't gonna be here that long. I ain't started going yet for the day. I started doing nothing. I've been here. You know, they had to work on the truck and shit.
Damn, you finna buzz it through the night?
Well, not all the way through the night, but I'm gonna run a few hours a night. That's what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Yeah. Get a little something at night, about 5 hours. Or 300, because I gotta be down to in Texas. Shit, Sunday morning at 10 AM.
Oh man.
So, well, 11 AM. I got 11 AM appointment, then I got another load. Take me Colorado. I gotta shoot Colorado. Don't wanna go to Colorado, but damn, it look like I'm still. Because I'm still too far over. Now I need to be on the yellow line. Yeah, exactly. I knew it. That's why this dude got this thing out there. Because if you don't, you ain't going to hit that door right. I hate doors like this, bro.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be all that particular stuff about hitting instead of just hit. You got to hit it dead on or you got a problem. It's slim on that side. Slim.
Yeah.
So what you doing? Just hanging out up there, Sean?
Yeah, man. I'm just in the back of the job park. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come pick me up tomorrow morning, go pick up this rental car. You know, so I'm just get everything packed up, man. So I'll just stop and throw the fuck with you for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, so I'm right here. I'm beating him. I'll say when I get ready to pull off. I'm right up block.
I follow you from Elk Grove.
From who?
From Elk Grove Village.
I don't know.
Let me go look.
Please. I'm in University Park.
You say University what? Oh, yeah.
University Park.
Oh, yeah. You like... Oh, you an hour away. Shit.
An hour away?
Yeah, boy. You, damn. Yeah, you out there. You're not even in. You ain't even know what... You near Chicago Heights. You south side Chicago, boy. South side, like near Gary and all that. Tinley Park. Chicago Heights, right up the street from you.
I say the whole nation about to be in a lockdown.
Yeah, they locking down tomorrow at 3 o'clock up here, so I got to get on the road tomorrow, so.
Oh, Chicago will be quiet.
Yeah, I got to get out of here before they start doing that. And I got to drive all the way back to, I don't feel like doing that.
Drive all the way back to Florida?
Yeah.
There's always a way with this, bro. Starting to work out. You're not there.
Yeah.
Hate it. Yeah, I got the same thing on the time. He working. And his happened since the new law.
No, even what he got is in January.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, new law switched over January 1. The company probably made you sign a paper. You just ain't probably pay attention to it, but that's what that was. Accepting that new law about the, you know, drug and alcohol. So it's gonna go on your public record for like driving. So if something like that ever happened, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, just throwing up my paper. Like, you know, he's like, give him like a week. Because his buddy, I met the guy today, you know, when I got here, he was just like, yeah, I talked to him. He got, you know, we got a subsidiary company we can try to get you, you know, get you running with. You know, it was, I don't know, man. I don't even know if I want to do this shit no more.
When you get knocked down, you got to get back up.
Yeah, you know what? It's just some bullshit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit legal everywhere else around this motherfucker. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? Even if you got chronic illnesses, nigga, you still can't. It's like, even if the doctor prescribed, nigga, you still can't.
It's stupid.
That's why they doing all that swabbing and all that shit in some of these states.
They're trying to jack a nigga license off.
Yeah. But my license intact, you know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, my license is good. I still got my CDL, but that shit just on my shit. They done put that bitch on there, so. You know.
It's on that Equip?
Yeah. Insurance company, they got wind of it, they know of it. So, he said he was trying to figure out how they can get me insured. He said he got a buddy, he's gonna see what he can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he fuck with you and they know that's some bullshit. Yeah. Just the way they got the shit lit, the way they got the laws rolled over here, man, it's just some fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Especially for AZ to be on that bullshit. I definitely don't get it.
Yeah. Where everybody at?
I don't know. No, Joey said he was coming in. I hear them when I hear too. Both y'all say y'all coming in.
Yeah, I missed the leg.
Kale stopped working for the night already. I sent David the link. Well, he was out in the oil field. I think he done went back to Oklahoma. Somebody here about to be hauling milk or some shit.
Oh yeah, them loads paying right now, boy. You got unlimited clock. Got that unlimited clock on that, man.
Well, we about to run a milk bar on the off or something or something.
Man, boy. Well, unless I ain't heard from D.
Well, I was gonna say, that's when we go about to run milk. D has.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired of getting a chapter. Let me hit him. Let me send him the link again. I'm hitting him now. I sent his ass the link again, dog. No, D say he gonna be the milkman. He's running this milk back and forth. Kel, he didn't got some gas. He can't start buying pussy. He start probably buying some pussy right now.
Oh, he on that little well?
He stay on it.
Lee. Man, dick gonna fall off.
Okay.
Nigga dick
stay on the motherfucker.
Nigga dick gon' fall off. Fuck around.
Only time to turn around, Kel, on this shit. Kel, bro, get a break. Get a break, son. Ain't no much pussy in the world. Cale Young though. He's 25.
Yeah.
All you need is hanging out in Chicago, dog.
What up?
Hanging out in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm gonna be here till tomorrow. I'm taking off. Be here to bed down that way.
Shit, know everything probably closed down like a motherfucker up there.
Shit, I'm finna go hit the liquor store. That's what I'm finna do. Hit the liquor store, probably find me some food.
Come back. That shit, liquor store was closed in Virginia.
Shit, I'm finna get faded and pack this truck. I'm pack this truck. Gotta get the essential shit. I will fly back, but you know I got my hammer with me.
Yeah.
Just get this shit over with, my nigga, because I sure don't want to drive that shit.
Sorry, no. And you can't ship that shit to yourself.
No, I mean.
Ship that shit home.
Best thing I could possibly do is, you know, probably ride like the mega bus or something like that.
You ain't gonna wanna be cramped up on that bitch.
Yeah, no.
You ain't gonna wanna do that, I'm tell you that now. I talked to one of my partners, boy. I said, bro, is you driving trucks anymore? Anytime I talk to him, he on some other shit.
Yeah.
Still working, bro? It'd be hard to go through this shit sometimes, nigga. I about lost everything fucking with this shit. A lease truck. I mean, I was there. That shit hurt. Broke my motherfucking heart. I ain't.
Yeah.
Nigga done been knocked down a couple of times, bro. Oh, shit, hit something else. The comeback though, it matter. We're gonna be straight right with them niggas. There's niggas that can do it on the insurance, trust me.
Yeah.
It's a small setback.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know. I just wish that nigga would have let me get down to Florida, man. I would have brought this shit back up here, man. Not just that, you know what I'm saying? It flew back, you know what I mean? But
I part of the reason why I ain't quit. When this chick up here is having to get all that stuff out of Chicago.
Yeah.
I know I'm gonna throw my mattress away. How far that? Yeah, that's a little ride, huh?
Yeah, it's about
15.
No, I'm about 1,100 miles. Ain't that far.
Oh, 1,100. Oh, yeah.
Bro, I do like, you know, if I leave tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, it's like 2 days, 5 and 5. I'll do like 6 and drive to Atlanta. And then, you know, finish it off on Sunday.
Get my I'm looking at my route to see how the fuck I'm gonna get out of here. I hope I don't gotta go into nobody's office. They got it with shit you go pick your bills up. You know, most of this shit now, nigga don't want you coming in there.
Yeah.
Pick your bills right up on the guard shack, which is cool with me. See a motherfucker anyway, you do. I I got a fucking headache, man. That's another thing, man. I gotta figure that shit out. Also, the word I'm talking about working about 7-8 hours, and I got a fucking headache, banging like a busy.
See.
I'm gonna take some motherfucking motion real quick. Pop some of these motherfuckers.
Shit, bro. I will kick it some more with you, man. But let me just go handle this stuff, man. Get this shit going, bro.
Yeah, my nigga, be safe, man.
Yeah, you know it, man.
Easy, bro. And hit my line if you need me, dog.
All day, baby.
All right, bro. One. Yeah. Yo. He got JR up there. You JR off of what's that shit? Dallas? But I was trying to figure out something. I need a goddamn alias, to be honest with you. I always got my real name and shit on shit. So I should be good. I should be ready to go now and get my keys and be up out of here. All right, take off. I ain't wasting time.
I don't even want your ass to dip out, nigga. I want your ass to stay at the crib.
Shit. Yeah, it's especially in the way they talk.
Did you? That dude, Kel, he got no. Is he on YouTube?
Okay, all right.
I told him to kick in.
Sorry, there's just miscommunication here.
My keys.
Can you grab his keys? All right, sorry about that. Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. All right, talk to you later.
Okay, see you. Be safe.
One pull straight through and back out. All right. Oh, no, it's clear back there. I got it. Yeah, so one thing, they call me the backologist, dog. I don't need your help. I don't need assistance, okay? Backing machine over here. I don't need no assistance. I back trailers all day, big boxes, okay? 13-6 sitting up off the ground. I'm up above in the sky on these niggas. Come on. Had a hole in the sky box out of this bitch. What Kel at? I tapped Kel ass in, and I tapped Solomon in, too. Look at dude. He like, if you could back out, that'd be perfect. Yeah, because you lazy as a motherfucker, man. I bet I could. It would be perfect if I could back out. Yes, it
any
would.
Of these dudes on? Ain't none of these back. Dudes on your Instagram?
Drug Kale got some damn alias on there. He be hiding.
You boy, you know everybody. I don't know how you meeting all these niggas.
I don't know, Kale. For a few. Well, I met all y'all through the tube, Kale and Charlamagne, and you. I met all y'all through the tube. It's just. Some cats I meet on the tube, we end up right. Me and I told we all the same type.
But
of
I'm
cats,
saying is, you could tell from certain niggas that you meet on the tube that they really don't do YouTube like that, but they it's like real niggas type shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's where the real connections come from YouTube. It's the comments. You meet some good people in the comments, but also it's some suckers in the comments too. You got people in the comments who they'll say something about it. Like, you know, I've had people they want to try and start a YouTube page. So what they do is think saying something about me since I got a following, strong following, let's go get them on. By throwing songs in somebody else's house. That's gonna help them get one quicker. And some it works out for them. They establish low followings or breadcrumbs. Like, just me at the end of the day, like, what in the hell? At some point, you gotta have something for the kids. And that's what I really wanna tell my kids. That's how I gotta get down. Yeah. I seen a video, right? But somebody showed, what's the name? It was a trucker named Jay, and he had a booger hanging out of his nose. It was like one of the grossest things I ever seen.
Yo. That's why I make sure I get on video. I make sure my shit is straight. You never know. And motherfuckers look at, that's the only thing about when you're doing a video, people, motherfuckers be looking at the weirdest shit on YouTube. They looking in the background. They trying to see what's going on. They make sure your shit ain't raggedy. Boy, motherfuckers would try to call out anything.
Oh, he right there. Yeah, I mean, but the dude who did the video, right? He had it focused on the man's nose, bro, and he just sat there and zoomed it in on his nose. And, bro, it was a booger just flapping like a little sail on his nose. It was gross.
Damn.
I was like, oh, man, it was just an old video. I seen it popped up. I was like, man, that's crazy. He called me, yeah, booger right in his nose, sitting right there in the middle, like a little man sitting in the center of a cage.
Damn.
Yeah, it was fucked up. It was fucked up. And this nigga took that shit and screenshotted and screen recorded just that part of the video.
Damn, that's crazy. Well,
I don't know how in the fuck this nigga didn't see or feel that shit sitting up in his nose at attention like that.
Bro, you need to find the chicks who twerking in the trucks.
Y'all keep saying that, but y'all know we ain't came across none of that shit yet. We, after we talked about that day, you know how usually we talk about something, and then, you know, somebody will toss it up, or somebody will come across it and send it to me later on. Not that. Somebody sent us something up. Remember, dude gave us that fraud stuff to look at? A little skinny white girl.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We talking about looking at some cakes, man. We talking about Debbie cakes. That's what we talking about, looking at some Sir's cakes.
When you two trucking, that shit getting boring. I don't, cause I really don't watch a lot of. I've been watching a lot of shit, trying to learn some new shit.
I don't watch YouTube trucking to be
honest. I don't watch it like that either. But what I'm saying is, like, every once in a while, some shit'll pop up.
I don't know. I just happened to see that. I don't know. I was looking for something. I was looking at a video about that nigga bitch. Now, one person I do watch is Bishop Al Smith. That nigga,
you
is
watch
funny.
Him? He's a that nigga weird. I don't know if he for real. I don't know what the fuck he be doing.
That nigga funny. Yeah, he funny. This is comic relief. Can't take it too serious. It's comic relief. That's all it is. It's just funny. pat you on your shoulder, Jesus. Like that nigga be cracking here, but that shit. That's. I didn't even crack you up with that shit.
What the hell Kale doing? That nigga on the phone caking it up, baking the cake.
I just talked to the nigga telling him I was popping the shit on. I can't go get him. Oh, let me see. Can I go get
him? So what your setup look like since you the host?
Oh, I can message him right now.
See, on my only thing I see is recording 7 minutes. It got your name in here, then mine, and leave recording. That's it.
That's it, yeah. 2 people recording our names in it. But at the top, it's got where I can add people.
Because you the host. Got you.
So we got Kevin. Trying to catch Kevin with his tater fucking head. Told me a minute ago, and he go get stuck out there with that corona. Kevin don't believe shit real, man. When he be stuck out there with that goddamn corona on the highway, like, damn, my nigga. Saying on my nigga. I'm trying to get to the hustle. Corona done caught a nigga whacking out there.
I need some shit to create today. Some logo, or something to fuck with.
I need a motherfucking piss jug. I don't got one, and that's a fucking problem. I'm being pissed all over myself.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go in these truck stops. These truck stops are already nasty motherfuckers. Now they got something out here creeping and shit.
Yeah.
Truck man, niggas be out there nasty, goddamn shitting on the back of the toilet. How the fuck you missed the whole goddamn guts be all fucked up?
Eating
roller dolls and shit.
You're definitely living like mountain. I don't get the shit, fam. But life of me, I can't figure it the fuck out.
I'm gonna tell my son.
Nigga sitting in this truck. Smell like boo boo Skittles.
I can't believe spring around the corner. It's almost time to start cutting this goddamn grass again. Shit.
I wish I had me a little
yard. I don't cut this shit.
I tell my
homies to cut that shit. I weed eat though.
Well, yeah, shit, nigga got sun, shit. That's what Junior had his ass out doing. Cut grass, it's a task cut.
Hey, you had him on video yesterday. He was moving a little leg. He looks up, riding the four wheeler.
Yeah, son. I mean, I give him, like I said, I give him some fair options. Cut grass or ass cutting, you know. Choice is yours, champ. You can get out there and cut a little bit of grass up. You can get on the other side of this belt.
I just wish daggone. See, back in the day, I used to cut grass for some money. When I was younger, you can't do that shit like that no more.
Fuck around, nigga, to be where your kids at, nigga, then took them, they gone. Black market selling niggas' kids. Like shit fool out here now. You know. And like it was when we was coming up.
I do not feel like going to this gun damn shop. I know this shit packed.
Oh, to get some ammo? You ain't gonna get none. That shit, you ain't heard? Ain't no motherfucking ammo left on the show down in North Cack.
Shit, it better be.
Better be my ass. That shit was going this morning, pimp.
I got some, but I was gonna get some more.
Where's my receipt from this bitch? Yeah, I just paid for that shit. But then to fix this tire. So I shouldn't be back. Add a little. No. Yeah, good thing. Let's check before we leave, bro. Make sure we got that damn receipt. I got to go to Illinois.
Damn, they couldn't send you down south or nothing. Oh, you got to go to Chicago, though, don't you?
You know that. I was going to get this truck up right now, but unfortunately, I can't right now. I just don't feel comfortable going home without certain things.
Without that guarantee, yeah, you got it.
You know, you gotta have solid footing, you know, and move straight. Like, can't coming home and it opens a whole nother can of worms. I don't got no house. I ain't got the house yet. And I say I'm staying out till I get it. And I'll come home before that. Well, I gotta do an apartment or something because I can't listen. I can't listen to how, you know how, like, when you're going through it and your money kind of short. Us as black folk, you know, and we gotta lean on each other. Shit, my nigga, have you feeling bad, boy? Like. Treating you a second class citizen. And I can't go through that.
I feel you.
So I got to stay out here rolling along the highway. Nigga.
I feel you. I thought so you go, there other jobs that were still out there for you to get, though. The little.
Yeah. It is.
Traffic is now flowing smoothly on your route.
But at the present time. With the Corona Barona going on, I studied that fucking app. They told me it was like that app, that CDL app shit. Well, that shit was a crock of shit. I failed that, so I should have read the book because I always read the book. I came home from the joint and the motherfucker said, "Yeah, man, study this right here." I studied that shit, went right up there and failed. Yeah. You know, just getting my regular license. Then I went and read the book and passed. So I already know better than that. So that's kind of like my fault any fucking way. But just because that, I didn't get that tanker. Now the next time I go to the motor vehicle, cool. You know, because of the corona.
I wanted that for everywhere. Virginia.
Yeah, they closed them shits for the rest of the month, pimp. So you can't go to motor vehicle the rest of the month here in VA. It's fucking quiet. Our niggas don't think this outbreak is contagious. I don't know what the fuck to tell them. Motherfuckers done made they made several movies about this shit. Okay? Now they go ahead and implement it. Niggas are trying to figure out how they go, you know, motherfuckers talking about martial law and all this other shit. How are they going to do it? Well, they figured out how to do it. Turn motherfuckers' fear against them. There we have it. Everybody going crazy. They buying shit off the shelves. Niggas playing with her. Do it all the time. Play with you all the time like that. They know exactly what the fuck they doing. I just feel like, dog, once they get everybody, get it locked down in sections. How they doing? They ain't locking down a little bit at a time. So, you know, a mass lockdown probably would shock the psyche of people. They're doing a little bit at a time. And once they feel it's time to, once they get everything locked down, like, yeah. Well, you know, since the disease, and we can't really contagious it, get it under contained, we're going to go ahead and keep everything like this forever. And then we just try for maybe a year. And then, so you know, that's here we go with the TV program. We live in the TV program now. Man, I was hoping I'd be dead before they kicked all that shit in. At least let me get my time out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be selfish, bro. At least let me get my good years out. Other people had their good years. Now it's Babylon and we here. That's kind of fucked up, man.
Certified.
Where's my fucking game? Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Where's my fucking game, bro? That did you get one of those? Did y'all get one of those yet? Or did y'all
buy the kids one?
The switch. Yeah, no, I ain't got one. That switch is, man, I need more time off to play it though. My son, when I go home, he like to walk around with the shit. I mean, the nigga can't play a fucking game for some reason. And he like to walk around with that shit. All my shit is his shit. And that's all he want to fuck with, my shit. Pop, shit on there, Pop. Talking. Let me get it, Pimp. Don't worry about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He put this little formula, you know, baby talk. I'm Z's easy to get out of, Pimp. And you flow with them Z's. Pop. He do get the dada out now. Okay.
He's stealing Pimpers. He's stealing.
Huh? Yeah. Little fat ass selling pamper. Told his mama ass. I mean, she didn't have me buy a nigga another potty. Okay, we done bought the second potty here now. Fuck all this potty. It's time to motherfucker. Trying to get this nigga some, buy this nigga a pair of little drawers, man. Fuck going on?
With this, with shit on now.
This whole goddamn corona, man. Corona. This got scaring the hell out of niggas. I threw that bag. Of course that fucking bag wouldn't make it in the garbage can like I wanted to. Well, Joey, I'm about to shake the fucking block now. They're trying to go. They don't hit the road. I got a fucking marker light out too on the track. I'm like, ain't this a bitch?
Time to shake the block.
I gotta make them shirts on too. The new Shadow of Micaiah joints.
Yeah, them joints dope. Motherfuckers might be on that shit.
The new design you did. That one. Like that. The weather good out here. Of course, when I'm going back to work, they say the temperature gonna be
Friday,
80 fucking degrees.
Hotter than a motherfucker.
I'm gonna be working like a motherfucker. That's the whole thing about this job, man. Fuck. Time away, and then when it's such good weather, you out here shaking. Somebody got to pay the goddamn bills. Somebody got to pay.
Certified.
They
going to
pay themselves. You know me, I like to buy shit. I definitely got to keep my black ass the road. Oh, shit. Matter of fact, shit, we can end the good thing about this. I can cut this off into segments.
All right,
so we
bro.
Can finish this up later on.
All right.
I'll tap you in later. All right, brother. Top there, ranking up Joey Business Time. Joey, where the fuck? There we go. Everybody coming in all at once. Kel, Business Time in the fucking building, nigga.
What it do? What's going on with you?
God, I can't call it, my nigga. I can't call it, son. That nigga left back out to me. You though, Joey. Joey, you got that root. Yeah, I'm in here, man. I had something stuck in the tire, so I had a slow leak.
Hey, ain't that something? Just get back already from here.
Bro. And I fucking hate, I hate being stopped and having to fucking be here and you know, get the tire fixed and shit. Cause you know how that be. Last time I came in here and got a tire fixed, man, it took 7 hours. Well, it wasn't this one, it was another one. But they look like they're moving pretty quick on this one, so I should be able to get it done.
When you have to go on your first trip?
I'm going up to Illinois.
Oh, okay. Man, I would have daggone did some, if I would have did some tip service jobs for the next 2 weeks, I went in and went back.
Yeah, so a lot of people say it, man, like, it's safe to go back to work type shit. Well, they got y'all still working? I mean, the store's closing and shit like that, so how that's going down there?
Everything's still over down here as far as, like, restaurants and bars closed, but these grocery stores ain't closing.
Man, this shit like the movies we be watching, dog. It's slowly but sure. They just use niggas' fear and go ahead and trick niggas' martial law. And once they see this shit flowing smooth, we'll never come back out. It's like, nah, no more jobs, no more none of that.
When, this the thing. See, this the thing. When stuff go back, when everything's overdone with, say this shit lasts all year, right? So what's going to happen next year, everything going to be fucking tax high as hell. Everything going to be high as fuck. Everything.
That's going to still create a panic and a fucking problem.
Yeah. So, but, hey, I'm just riding away. I'm out trying to find new, I'm out looking for a new vehicle.
I am.
Why shit? This the time to buy some shit right here.
That's what they say, yeah. They say it is.
Refinance your mortgage and shit. Rates has dropped.
They say now is the time to fucking buy. I just don't want to buy shit. I do need me a pickup truck for my four-wheeler, bro, because I can't keep, you know, it seems like every fucking time I'm in Virginia, no matter what, it's, we got a situation with the police and we stopping me on the phone with it, bro. Like, how could we have nothing better to do, bro? Like,
they is good. Bad. Yo, Kale.
Yo. Is this Kale or this sound like Charlemagne?
Hello.
That's Kale.
Man, it's my shit with Trick.
But Dan Charlotte, I be seeing them ride at Walmart, the four-wheelers. I don't think they're really too much bottom out here, down here. But I do know in North Carolina, down here, if you don't like something like that and you get a, you run, they can't chase you. I don't know if it's light up there. Once you start dipping out, you're going too fast, they can't chase you.
Shit, they're going to chase you in Virginia. They giving chase.
They'll let you go. But they don't be stressing out of that. They be out here in the neighborhood on them joints. It's like somebody you might have an old person out here trying to get annoyed.
Yeah, that's the T-Mobile. Man, bro, this shit, and that ain't losing service. This shit like keeps just blacking out, and every time the screen go black, it like cutting the shit out. I can't even hear. I don't know what the fuck going on. Like, it really sound like I need to put y'all on speaker. Man, every time I put it up to my ear, that shit cut out. Man, this shit tripping today.
You got no headset?
Hell no, man. You know I got now.
Yeah, you get you a headset.
Yeah, what the fuck happened? I thought you had one.
Bro, I don't fuck with no headsets. You know a nigga got them key no iPhone headphones, but them bitches got broke. Nigga, I don't got them. I ain't even stunned on got them.
Oh, headset. Yeah.
Like, nigga, right now, I just got them. Headset. Throw that bitch under my shirt right here under my shoulder. I glide. That's how we rocking. Yeah. For real. But, yeah.
Bro, yeah.
Nah, man. That shit, that coronavirus shit, bro, look. If they shut fucks down, bro. The world gonna fucking shut down. That's what it is. Like, these niggas really stop trucks, the world gonna shut down. Like, they can't stop trucks, bro. That shit dead.
Nah, we see truckers are considered to be the same as healthcare field or like a emergency worker, police officer and stuff.
Yeah. But nah, like y'all was saying though, when like they say this shit can last all summer. By the time this shit do get relieved or whatever happens, Like, man, ain't no telling what they can usher in, bro. The chip.
Nah, bullshit. I don't hear that shit.
You said what?
Nigga, I got about 15, 20 more summers while my knee's still working.
They don't want to hear it, pimp. So listen, I feel like they going to usher in that chip pretty soon. Like, the economy, all this shit going to be fucked up. And then they pulling that goddamn virus shit on the money. They got somebody at the bank tellers using gloves. They don't even want to touch it. They going to try to usher in that chip somehow, some way.
This is a setup.
And I ain't taking that chip.
I believe it's a pure setup.
You going to have to kill me before I take a chip. That shit dead, fam. I ain't doing no chip.
Man. Fuck it. That's how I am. Matter of fact, you forgot. You just remind me. I got to buy some more ammo.
Bro, I was talking to my dad earlier today. He was just saying that how the white folks, bro. Where it's going to be crazy at, though, bro? The city. Niggas going to start looting, breaking into other folks' shit, trying to get shit. But if you got your shit off out in the, you know what I'm saying? You out in the woods, like you said, you got you some ammo. Motherfuckers who know how to hunt and live off their own land, them the ones who going to be straight. Niggas who goddamn going to McDonald's and bro, they gonna be fucked up, bro. That's where the chaos gonna be at.
See, I'm in the city, but I gotta go rack up some more ammo, cause I did motherfucker run up in here.
Hell yeah,
man. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I don't get fucked by the country living, skinning possums and squirrels and shit. Niggas eating all that motherfucking wild game. I ain't fucking with that shit. Niggas tearing up rabbits and shit.
Bro.
I ain't fucking with none of that, nigga. I don't eat none of that.
Nigga,
shit.
Yo ass gonna eat it when you starving
right
now.
I'm vegan. I'm gonna eat blades of grass, nigga.
See, these the people you gotta worry about when shit like this happen is the middle class, the lower class. Like, I ain't even like some middle class, but the motherfuckers who making less than $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers you gotta worry about. Them the motherfuckers gonna have a hard time. These motherfuckers off here living off government assistance.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know how to fucking survive. Yeah. Them gonna be the snakes in the grass, motherfuckers. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
They're going to be a PH.
Yeah, I hear
you. Okay, see.
Joe.
I got a phone call. The phone call, daggone. That don't knock everybody out. PH.
Oh, yeah. You got to leave and come back now.
Yeah.
And that phone call, it won't let you, can't you get back in? Well, it'll let you come back in two or three times.
Yeah, you just got to leave, come back, and goddamn click on the link you sent.
I don't know, Charlemagne, him and one of his bras, man, it was falling out this afternoon when I talked to him. Joey.
Yo.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't bet. But yeah, them motherfuckers who don't know how to struggle off this shit, it's over for them. If that shit get worse, motherfuckers
I mean,
ain't
P-Gang, I ain't even gonna really say the bottom feeders in the aspect, we are bottom feeders in a certain level. So, goddamn,
yeah.
I really feel like the ones who are going to be getting tripped up for real in this house is the ones who not in their Bible. Them the ones who just going to be only getting tripped up around this time. If you in your Bible like you supposed to be, I don't feel like you're going to be worried about shit. You're going to be straight.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not in my Bible like that. I feel different. But when I'm...
Nigga, I don't have a Bible.
Oh, my God!
But what I'm saying is, like, I ain't even saying I'm talking about people that's already scoundrels now. Who
yeah,
out here
yeah.
With the shit, just doing dumb stuff as it is. So when shit really hit the fan, and if it get worse, there's going to be motherfuckers out here just doing dumb shit.
Yeah, now you're right about that.
They keep showing you the movies Contagion, Outbreak.
Hey, that was baby mama just told me today.
What they been doing to a nigga, bro. They been setting it up. This is what they playing
baby
on
mama
doing.
Got down just
now
said
they tell
that.
You the money poisonous. You don't want to touch it. Throw this chip in your back.
Man.
And then next, ain't nobody working no jobs. No, we all on robot time.
Exactly.
Bro.
They bringing the robots out. Goddamn.
I hate to even bring it up as far as the Bible. Why? Now, it's something in the Bible now. The Young Thug posted today. Basically, I would send something to the earth. It's crazy. A lot of people don't really do the Bible, but it do be having this weird
well,
shit.
Listen,
in
you
it.
Read listen, Revelations. Listen. Revelations will wreck into your
listen,
core.
Listen, bro. All this shit, I ain't trying to say I'm better than the next person. At the end of the day, I want everybody to eat that word up. But, yes, I seen that too. I deleted my Instagram. I don't do none of that social media bullshit. I got tired of saying this stupid shit. So, look, I'm 25. I got tired of saying all the dumb shit, like, bro. So, goddamn, baby mama sent me a screenshot, too, about that shit. But, listen, you got to think.
Well, Young Thug post.
And like
yeah.
You said, like, Young Thug post, that don't mean shit, bro. Like, bro, these niggas is goddamn, like you say, snakes in the grass. Bro, Bro, that's why they say it's going to be a mass deception to sweep this land so hard. Bro, if you know what I'm saying, but he ain't in that bike. Bro, he thug? Who the fuck is thug? That man been sold his soul. So anything he posts, ain't nobody trying to hear. Like, bro, it's a prayer. Psalms 91. Y'all look this up after we get out the thing, whatever it's called. It's the prayer. Psalms 91. And before all this popped out, like I said, if you've been in your Bible, bro, you've been knowing about these times. Like, bro, it's times where the death angel swept the land. And all Jesus said was just stay in the house and wait till it blow over. Like, people can say this was equal as the death angel sweeping the land or whatever. But, bro, as long as you got the blood of Christ on your doorstep, you ain't got shit to worry about. You ain't got to throw no mask on, bro. You can breathe high in the sky.
Bro, I respect that. You standing on your motherfucking word. I respect that. Facts, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hating that. I respect that shit.
Yeah, he gonna have to fall on his knees though, cause boy, we all have sinned. Oh yeah, fact. Grace the Lord. And this nigga here falls short.
Ugly ass. Look, you can't don't listen to this nigga. But look, I'm some real nigga shit, bro. All these different religions, E5, Muslim. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to bash none, but all these missed different beliefs, and this way to go. No, bro, it's only one true way. Like that's what I'm saying. Like. The rap game, that shit really, really, they after the youth, bro. Like, the old folks, I mean, they ain't pretty. But you got to look, with everything we get seen, everything to get promoted to us, far as the women, far as the young niggas, the rap industry, they want you to goddamn be as rich as fuck. They making you chase this endless rope of never being happy, never being satisfied with you at. They making you think you got to have this, that, and the third. But it's all type of shit. And then at the end of the day, why you think all these niggas talking about some type of shit they going through with the devil, like NLE chopping now? He having some outbreak, somebody he want to kill himself around December 31st. And everybody talking about some, just look, if you look in my eyes, you really see what's going on. I only smile because I got 20 cam in my mouth. It's not a coincidence. All these niggas goddamn saying this. Oh, damn, they're lying close. Like, bro, all these niggas is fucking with the devil, bro. That's what niggas not understanding. When Lucifer was in heaven, he was over goddamn music. You feel me? So when he fell, he took a third of the angels. Bro, I'm telling you, they're fucking this. Come on, stupid ass truck. It's the deception game, bro. That's that race thing. Another one. That's a big one too. That's why only black versus white, bro. It's only one race, the human race. All that color shit, bro.
I was telling niggas that the other day, like, what is black? What is white?
Yeah, bro.
Something a motherfucker told me.
Bro, Joey, bro, I can put your game about back how Martin Luther King was some bullshit, Rosa Parks was some bullshit, the Emmett Till story was some bullshit, bro. All that was shit. Like history,
even the Black Panther shit was some bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
The KKK, they was all in it together. Why you think the motherfuckers ain't never really, went in each other? The KKK and Black Panther, they didn't want Malcolm X and all that shit. Man, this shit was crazy.
Exactly, Black bro. All it is to keep us, you know what I'm saying? Keep hitting us over the head, to keep everything divided. And the whole concept is to keep us distracted and stay out of guys' work. You got everyday life going on. Like I told PH, bro, when I'm at home, bro, it's so hard for me to stay in my word and stay repenting and stay like how I'm supposed to. When I'm in this truck, I'm alone. I you know what I'm saying? I'm focusing on my walk. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no distractions. When I'm at home, bro, it's a whole different story, bro. I be off my pivot. I ain't doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And at this hour, bro, you got to step back. You can't look at your life. You got to look at the world, what the world is becoming to. Everything God say don't do, the world say do. When you can turn on Good Morning America at 7 o'clock in the morning with Michael Strahan, you got a 10, 11-year-old little boy in a dress with a wig on. Been in chatting. No, bro, this is modern-day Babylon.
That shit broke his ass all the way down. I told this nigga about T-Mobile. Damn, T-Mobile. Cut that shit right on out. Bro. Oh shit, Joey. Joey. Somebody seen to cut up like a motherfucker.
Like everybody look around and countries say this and that.
Nigga, I don't know if Joey heard that, but all I heard was a transformer on the phone, Bumblebee or something. Joey, you said that?